More than 2 years after Superstorm Sandy ravaged the Northeast, many survivors are still piecing their lives back together. And now the federal government is asking thousands of those same survivors to repay aid money they were given by mistake. NPR's Miles Parks reports.
This is Finnegan, and this is my intrepid attack dog, Nico.
In a ranch-style house on Long Island, New York, Liz Treston introduces her two dogs. Nico is the loud and chunky Chihuahua, and Finnegan, the large but quiet black lab, is her service dog. A diving accident more than 30 years ago left Treston unable to walk and with limited use of her hands. She uses a wheelchair to get around. When Sandy flooded her basement 2 years ago, she says she was already in bed, and because she's paralyzed from the waist down, she was stuck under the covers.
And I could hear the refrigerator fall over and just make this wretched screeching noise, and it's dark, but you could feel the water rising.
The basement was ruined. There was a family room down there, a bedroom, that fridge, storage space for clothes, and a washer and dryer.
So everything had to go. Anything that was even touched by the water went.
After the storm, Treston says she applied for everything that workers from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, told her to apply for. She and her family got $7,000 from the relief agency for the hotel they stayed in while the house was repaired. They got another $4,500 to help replace some of the things that were destroyed. And Treston took out a disaster loan, which she used to replace the rest of those things. She says she spent the money right after she got it. So a few months ago, when she found an envelope in the mail with FEMA letterhead on it, she wasn't sure what to think.
First, I thought it must be a mistake. How could they be sending me a letter 2 years later?
It was a notice that she owed FEMA more than $4,000. The agency said she was paid twice for the same things. They said they gave her a grant to replace things that were damaged, and she took out a loan to replace things that were damaged. FEMA calls it a duplication of benefits. The agency has now sent out more than 3,600 of these bills to survivors in five states. FEMA calls them recoupment notices. NPR spoke with more than 10 Sandy survivors who received notices and got data from FEMA broken down by location and income level. On average, FEMA's demanding back more than $6,000 with each letter. More than half of the families affected said they make less than $50,000 a year.
It doesn't make any sense to now ask these people to give the money back, you know, because they didn't intentionally do anything wrong.
Congressman Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey, has asked Congress to waive much of the debt that was FEMA's fault.
It's, you know, 2.5 years almost since the storm, and there are many people who, you know, are still living in rental housing or with their friends or relatives and haven't been able to rebuild.
This isn't the first time the government is demanding money back after a disaster. After Hurricane Katrina, FEMA sent out debt letters, but Congress eventually gave the agency the authority to waive much of that debt.
Is it a difficult situation? Absolutely.
That's Alex Amparo, FEMA's second in command for recovery. He said FEMA's priority after disasters is getting money to victims as quickly as possible, but that can be imprecise. Then the agency is in the tough spot of asking for money back when it pays out too much.
Our mission is providing assistance. Our primary mission is not recouping dollars. But we also take very seriously our stewardship of taxpayer dollars. It is a balance between how quickly we get dollars out and then the stewardship of those dollars.
They're extremely frustrated by the process.
Dan Strafer is a New York lawyer working on four FEMA appeals cases right now.
I have some people that are very low income that are just receiving SSI or Social Security, and I have other people that have middle-class jobs, bus drivers, and they feel powerless. They just feel powerless.
Sometimes I feel like I almost smell like disaster.
Back at Liz Treston's house, she flips through a thick binder of receipts and disaster paperwork. She filed an appeal in December challenging FEMA's decision to get the money back, but it was denied. Either pay the money back, they said, or have the debt sent along to the Treasury Department, which could ultimately collect the money from her monthly 100% disability check.
They might as well just come and start taking every shingle off the roof.
Treston put the $4,000 charge on an American Express credit card. She would get that money back if Pallone's bill is passed. 1,000 other people appealed their debts. Fewer than half of those appeals were successful. Miles Parks, NPR News,